It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Let me close the door before I begin. I thought I had closed that door. This place haunted? I've not worked in a haunted place before, but I've got friends who have. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9. A happy weekend. You made it through the weekend. Now it all starts today, and it starts right here, and it starts right now. Had a pretty nice little shower earlier today. And I forgot how to turn on my windshield wipers because I hadn't had to do it in so long. Yeah. And evidently, some other people forgot how to drive as well. The westbound lanes of I-40 at 35 have been closed due to a crash involving a semi-truck. The westbound lanes of I-40 have been shut down just west of Reno and Scott. The traffic is being detoured to northbound I-35 right now. And then you're also advised to avoid that area or seek an alternate route. And then we now know more about the bad accident yesterday on I-44. There was a semi-truck rollover and fire on 44 and 119th. You may have heard some of the calls we got in on that. Multi-vehicle crash killing three people and injuring a Chickasha Light Horse police officer. The three dead in the fiery vehicle crash involving the semi, a police car. The officer's vehicle was visible at the crash scene, with authorities saying that he was then taken to a hospital to receive treatment. Officials said the Chickasha Light Horse Police Department said the officer was released from the hospital yesterday evening. Five vehicles were involved in it yesterday. They've got it all cleared up, and police say two of the victims were in a pickup truck while the third was in a semi-truck. The crash occurred when the cars on the eastbound lane slowed for traffic, and the semi failed to slow down, hitting the vehicles and causing the domino effect. Huh. Semi-truck eventually rolled off onto a side dish. Did the driver of that semi-truck was he one of these that had a license out of a gum machine? Because there have been a lot of those lately. So drive carefully into the weekend. We don't want anything to happen to you here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com, my email address. One state senator is applauding the sweep of homeless off the streets. I'll tell you which one it is and what she had to say about it. And what do you have to say about it? 405-608-4377. How many millions could be generated from the Piedmont for the Piedmont community in their data center? Let's just say we wave a magic wand and all the problems that everybody's worried about are solved, and they build the data center. How much money are we talking about annually for Piedmont? That coming up. Some states have been trying to ban the sale of Glock handguns. They say it's too easy to take a Glock semi-automatic handgun and alter it to make it an automatic handgun. So they have introduced local state legislation that, not in Oklahoma, but in their states, Virginia, I think, New York, California, so they can't sell these Glock pistols. Well, I have news for those states. It's already against the law federally to do that to your pistol. So you're making a law to get rid of the potential of someone breaking another law. And in so doing, you're denying everybody the use of a handgun that is one of the best on the market. At any rate, it is not going to stand up to a constitutional challenge. It is not standing up to a constitutional challenge. And we will get into it on Firearms Friday, which is coming up in the next hour, and brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. One of the very first cancer vaccines is about to go into regular use. Yeah. What did I tell you? I told you some time ago. Well, I guess the last time I talked about this was maybe a month ago, but then again about 6 weeks ago, and then about 2 years ago. It is going to get to the point, thanks to mRNA technology and the ability to crack the genetic code, it is going to get to the, and artificial intelligence, to the point, it's going to get to the point where cancer, you'll go in and get a shot and that'll be it. And one of those vaccines is about to be made public, and one of those vaccines is about to be used regularly. Do you have a reason to shudder? Do you have a reason to be on guard? We got that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Everything people hate about flock cameras has come to light in the Oklahoma City Police Department. Yep. Everybody doesn't want to be monitored. Everybody was worried that the police would use the information that they could get from those flock cameras for something other than fighting crime. And it has happened. Got that story coming up. What are some of the unique foods that you'll be able to taste this year at the Oklahoma State Fair? That coming up later in the program as well. And your calls to 405-608-4377. Freedom969.com. You're starting us off today. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey there, it's Tim in UConn.
Hello, Tim. Good to hear from you, sir.
Guns for everybody and a little bit of a Glock box today.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, they can say what they want to about Glocks. The overwhelming majority, I mean, as law enforcement and military have proven, it's a great weapon.
Yep. Lightweight, reliable. They don't rust.
I mean, you can't argue. I mean, of course, this is the same people that have other issues that we can't talk about on the radio. But the fact that any particular gun you want to that is semi-automatic, it doesn't take a brain scientist or a neurosurgeon to figure out that there are ways of modifying things, and people have been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the oil boom, it was you take a 12-gauge, saw that sucker off wherever you needed to for home protection or whatever the case may be. But that doesn't mean that it's legal by any means. That's as illegal as the feds have said it would be on any other weapon. So I think it's really brilliant for a state to try to outlaw a fine piece of weaponry like that at the cost of people's rights.
Yeah, and you know, I hope Glock decides, you know what, if that's the way you feel, we just won't sell in your state, and you won't get all that great tax money. So screw you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, just a reminder, I sent you an email. I'll follow up with you off air.
Okay. Thanks a lot for joining in the conversation. And, Tim, I'm glad you're listening on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Oh, and we had some more endorsements come down for Mike Mazey today. Ooh, and here's another big story I wanted to get into. The current commissioner of insurance is not really happy with one of the gubernatorial candidates. Can you guess which one it is? So that coming up as well on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. For you to join in the conversation or email to lmatthews@freedom969. And Tim, I'll be looking for that email if it hasn't come through already, but I'm trying to keep an eye on the email inbox while I am talking on the radio. Dan writes, Lee, the infiltration of communism into the Democrat Party has been a long time coming. I've seen it headed this way for quite a few years, and I was hoping Democrats would swing back to the moderate position. We need a two-party system. We need parties that have various points of view, but not extreme points of view. This is not something that's totally antithetical to the basis of the United States. It made the country great. Maybe not the perfect country, but by far the best. At any rate, they've done it, the communists. They've gone further and further and further extreme. The Democrat Party survived, and they're going to have to split themselves off on the socialist one-party side and the more moderate side to see who will vote for them and to get any kind of things done. Kids in college are pretty stupid, I remember, because I was one of them. Well, Dan, they're stupid because they don't know how government works. And it's one thing to say, yeah, let's give everybody free health care. And it's another thing to turn around and pay for it and figure out how you're going to pay for it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And I think that the Democrat Party may be either completely split Well, what will happen is most of the moderates will become independents, and the Independent Party will form, or there will be a resurgence of people who are registered as independent. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
My name is Mark. I'm sorry, I didn't think I'd get through this quick. I'm going through a car wash.
Oh, good for you.
Had one quick comment. Voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
If you take and make them like a large money counter,
mm-hmm.
and have the government make up a machine just like the money counter, they don't make mistakes. Get a watermark voting ballot. Have it run through a money counting machine that's able to take the size of a voting ballot, run it through the money counter. We could have an election counted within minutes.
Yeah, and I think Oklahoma's system is pretty good because, I mean, we get the results within 30 or 40 minutes because happens is we don't need a counting machine, but that scanner that you put your ballot in, it counts the vote the second you scan it. It's counted. Now, the data is not released until the Commissioner of Elections releases it, but that data is there, and all it has to do is be released. So, and Mark, you're in a car wash, but where?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't think I'd get through that.
That is all right. Where are you, though? I mean, what town?
I'm actually from Guthrie, but I'm in Edmond right now.
All right.
And I listen to your show faithfully. I really, really enjoy your comments. You're spot on almost 100%. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And, Mark, if you're in Edmond, you could be on a number of any corners because I think Edmond has a coffee shop and a car wash on just about every corner. All I can figure is coffee houses and car washes must be free money of some kind because there's so much of them there in Edmond on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. To join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Brian writes, Lee, Oklahoma public schools and Oklahoma jails have the same milk cartons with their meals. The only difference is the schools let you choose a fork and knife and a spoon with the carton. The jail gives you a small spoon with a serrated edge at the with the milk carton. You mean a spork, right? So you can't use it as a shif to stab somebody later. But yeah, Brian, see, that's the thing. Whenever I hear, and we're starting to hear this out of Gettner Drummond about this, okay, we need the public schools to get a hold of your kids at age zero and to keep hold of them until you get through to maybe age 19, I start thinking, well, that sounds a lot like a prison system. So if you are a teacher that is worried about an education system that just feeds the prison system, well, there you go. There it is right there in miniature. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9 to join in the conversation. Coming up, one senator applauds the homeless sweep in Norman, and which gubernatorial candidate does the current insurance commissioner have a beef with? Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Had that little shower this morning, particularly across the northern part of the listening area, and I had to remember how to turn my windshield wipers on because I haven't had to use them in so long. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. Pretty soon you'll just say, hey, wipers, turn on. Hey, Siri, turn my windshield wipers on. I can't turn your windshield wipers on. I'm not licensed. Anyway, hey, it's Lee Matthews, and the Frontier Auto Group is here to check your engine or check your wipers if you need it. Or show you how to turn them on. Show you how to put the air in your tires if the tires are low. If your battery's weak, you know, your battery won't come up to you and say, oh, I'm so weak, I'm so feeble. Although the car might say, hey, man, your battery's... If my car talked to me, that's how it would talk to me. I would say, hey, man, your battery's low. What's the matter with you? They can take care of all of that. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, and they could be yours too, just minutes from anywhere you are in Oklahoma, and on El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, Frontier Auto Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Mike Mazey has a problem. When Oklahoma needs him, he goes missing. As a state senator, Mazey missed 77% of his votes. On the police pension board, Mazey missed 75% of the meetings. And now, a smelter owned by a Muslim monarchy threatens Oklahoma land, water, and our way of life. Gittner Drummond is fighting to stop it. Mike Mazey flip-flopped, sold us out, missing again.
Now is not the time for weakness. Mike Mazey has shown he can be pushed around. I've been a fighter my entire life. And while Mike Mazey has lied about his record and his plans, I've given you something different. Honest, serious, sober leadership. You may not always agree with me, but you can know I'll tell you the truth. I'm Gettner Drummond. Oklahoma deserves a governor you can trust will fight for you. I ask for your vote on August 25th. Authorized and paid for by friends of Gettner Drummond, 2026.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe that millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Montami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion.
But you're only 1% of this nation. We are not a nation of Muslims. We are a nation of Christians. We are one nation under God, indivisible, the God of the Bible, the God of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That is Pastor Lorenzo Sewell of Dearborn, Michigan, to his city council, and then he later calls them out one by one. Are you willing to renounce Islam? Are you willing to renounce Islam? Finally, he gets to one guy who's O'Malley. I know you went to Hillsdale College. How come you aren't going to renounce Islam? And he's right. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Rowdy in Chandler, getting ready for a big weekend.
Yeah, well, amen, Pastor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I am. And Mark's washing his car like we need more rain. Because I think it rained for 2 hours at my house. But Dad, I went and voted today. I was going to talk about that. You know, you go in there and I'm a pretty knowledgeable person, but mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't really sure what I was on the question. Well, I didn't wear my glasses in because casino machines are big enough I don't need my glasses.
Yeah.
So I went in and I asked the guy, I said, what do you say? What the question? And he was real helpful. You know, he stepped over and he told me what they said. And I said, yeah, that worked. But she chastised him through a fit, and she said, you're not supposed to read those to him. He's supposed to study them before he gets here. Well, you know, some people don't have the access to do that. I did, but I do have the access, but I just didn't study it. But, you know, she says, you can influence his voting. Now, I just want you to tell me which one said what so I know which one to vote on. I'm voting on, because they write that stuff in such legal print that you almost have to have an IQ test to go in there and vote, because
sure.
You can't understand it. You know, because I've read stuff before, and I read it, and I said, what does this say? You know, someone paraphrased this. I think they should, you know, and they did ask me for my ID, though. I have to,
okay.
The same people that walk in and say, hey, Rowdy, how you doing? I need your ID. Well, you just called me by name when I walked in here. Yeah, but I need your ID. Okay. So anyway, I was just saying, I went and did my early voting today and got that out of the way because they moved my precinct to a town 9 miles away into a little ghetto area that I just don't want to go vote there.
Did you notice how many people had maybe voted that day, or did you notice the number on the ballot or any of that?
I was number 17.
Okay.
So they paid two full-time mm-hmm. elections. I mean, it's a little town of Chandler.
Yeah.
But they paid two full-time people to, you know, I don't know what.
No, the early voting is fine. There's nothing wrong with early voting. And, you know, I should have early voted, but I'll vote day of. I'll be all right.
And see, I never have had to wait very long, except when I lived in the city. In the city, you might have lines that went all the way out or walk down the road.
Yeah.
And I had jobs that give you an hour off to go vote and stuff like that. But down here in Sparks and down here in Chandler, usually walk right up. Like I said, they moved me to a little old precinct, and I said, and it's literally in low-income housing. I said, why would they move it here for? So when once I found it, I said, well, I'm not going here to vote.
And I've had to wait in line when you did early vote. I've had to do that before, but it wasn't very, it moved pretty quickly.
During the generals and the primaries and stuff, this is a runoff,
sure.
You know, and I had a couple of questions. Like, during generals, primaries, you might have to wait in line out here, 5 people, 10 people mm-hmm. maybe. Of course, I go during the middle of the day. I don't go after work. I don't go, you know, I go in between casinos. So
yeah. Well, whatever it takes, Rowdy, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell Mark we don't need no more rain.
Okay, I got it. Thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9. Boy, I was going to try to wash the Matthews mobile because I need to use it tomorrow as a station vehicle when we go to the Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma City Fire Department there on the Devon Lawn. We're going to be there tomorrow morning for the Project Life 5K and 1 mile fun run, which gives the fire department enough money to buy not only smoke alarms, but also this year they're going to go with safety helmets for needy kids. And that's going to be tomorrow at the Devon Lawn. Registration and information available at freedom969.com, and walk-ups are welcome. The 1 mile fun run starts at 7:30, and then at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, the 5K run, which I'll be doing the 5K. So come on out, and or if you're not going to be running, come on out, cheer me on or cheer the other folks on. Senator Lisa Sandridge is applauding the law enforcement after multiple people were arrested at a homeless encampment in Norman. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol arrested 17 people who returned to state-owned property in Norman. Law enforcement cleared the unauthorized encampment. Sandridge praised the law enforcement for clearing the camp and said that public safety must come first. And during the sweep, authorities removed 16 tons of trash as well, including drug and needle paraphernalia. The Norman senator also said neighboring residents reported being afraid to check their mail or even leave their homes. Residents and children deserve safe, clean public spaces. And I agree. And she's not afraid to say it. So that's also pretty good. Which gubernatorial candidate is making the current insurance commissioner a little angry? I bet you can guess. It's coming up. And your calls to 405-608-4377 and Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Vice President J.D. Vance says the Trump administration is exploring ways to move the Save America Act through the Senate, despite opposition from some Republican senators. The bill would require proof of citizenship and photo identification for federal elections. Vance says the bigger issue is whether the Republicans have enough votes to override the Senate parliamentarian and advance the legislation. The U.S. is pausing higher tariffs on ground beef imports for 90 days in order to lower costs for consumers. Monica Nelson reports.
President Trump made the announcement on Truth Social, saying the nation will allow up to 300,000 metric tons of ground beef to be imported without the higher rate. He said the White House is making the move as it works to, quote, reduce prices for Americans while giving space for our great American beef herd to grow again.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
Every family has a chair. A chair at the kitchen table, a chair at church, a chair beside the grandkids at a ball game. When someone is taken because another person was careless, that chair becomes a reminder of everything lost. Wrongful death cases are not just about paperwork. They're about a life, a routine, a voice, a presence that mattered. At McIntyre Law, we help families seek accountability with compassion, focus, and respect. We know no case can replace the person you love, but it can demand answers, uncover the truth, and help protect the future. If you or your family have suffered an unimaginable loss, call McIntyre Law. Let us help you through that process.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Police in Tulsa are seeking the public's help in identifying a man accused of repeatedly vandalizing businesses near 81st Street and Harvard. Business owners say the suspect has been leaving waste on walls and doors, and security cameras have captured images of him. Police have responded to the area multiple times but haven't located the suspect. Anyone who has information is urged to contact Tulsa Crime Stoppers. OKC police have released new details about a shooting that occurred Thursday morning. Officers found a woman suffering from a gunshot wound to the back of her neck after a 911 caller reported a disturbance. Police have arrested Denzel Edwards at the scene. He now faces complaints of domestic assault and battery and shooting with intent to kill as the investigation continues. Residents in Piedmont are making a last-minute push against a proposed data center development ahead of a city council vote. Organizers gathered signatures on petitions that could block or delay the project or impose stricter regulations. The effort comes as developer Cloverleaf Infrastructure announced it secured a possible alternative site in Kingfisher County. The city council is scheduled to consider rezoning for the project. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Let's be honest. Medicare can get complicated fast. Too many plans, too many opinions, not enough straight answers. That's where Health 65 in Edmond comes in. We will give you a clear, straightforward guidance so you can understand your options and choose what works best for you. No runarounds, no pressure, just help when and where you need it. Hi, I'm Philip Beard. Give me a call today or visit Health 65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by Friends of Marty Quinn 2026.
Hi, this is Dylan Buckingham. As a parent of two boys who have faced life-threatening health challenges, our family knows when your child is sick, everything changes. Suddenly, nothing matters more than finding hope. For our family, that hope came through the care and support made possible by the Children's Health Foundation. They're advancing research, improving treatment, and standing beside families all across Oklahoma. Because every child deserves hope, healing, and a healthy future. Join us at chfkids.com.
How many millions could be generated for the Piedmont community by a data center? Got the number coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 77. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with the temperature reaching a record-breaking high of 105, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1922. Tomorrow night will be mostly clear with a low of 75. On Sunday, anticipate partly sunny conditions with high temperatures of 100 degrees. It'll become breezy in the afternoon with a chance of a couple of thunderstorms. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Because the people that restate the things that 80% of the Democrats really want,
we get subjugated by some of the more outspoken people who, by the way, not even Democrats. I wish to take the word Democrat out of their name. I have no idea why the Democratic Socialists, if you hate the Democratic Party so much, well, then don't use our goddamn name. Go think of your own name.
James Carville again, the godfather of the Democrat Party, talking to the socialist communists that are taking over his party. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377. I agree with him. There's no such thing as democratic socialism. You either have socialism or you have democracy. You do not have both. And you can't do a little bit. Oh, yeah, we'll just do a little bit. Because either way, you're getting socialism in there. The more socialism you have, the less democracy you have. The more democracy you have, the less socialism you have. Socialism takes the power away from the people and puts it either in the hands of the government or a government bureau. Democracy or democratic republicanism puts the power back into the hands of the people to vote upon what it is they want out of their government and what they don't want. Now, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to take the reasoning of, well, what if people want more government control? What if people want more government to provide them with more things? Isn't that democratic socialism? No, it's not. Because once you give it to the government, you never get it back. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Speaking of homelessness, the Key to Home Partnership says it continues to its encampment rehousing initiative after it exceeded its goal of housing 500 people at the end of 2025. Recently, organizers said the encampment located along Virginia Avenue in Oklahoma City was closed. From that site, 55 people moved into housing with supportive services, and another 20 are in the housing process. Officials say it was a joint effort between multiple organizations and that all play a role in the success of the operation. The Homeless Alliance and staff of Mental Health Association provided outreach and engagement. Now, the Homeless Alliance gathers together all of the available resources and keeps them in one kind of centralized area. So if you are homeless, you will have easier access to those services. Which is why I say, if I were homeless, I would want to be in Oklahoma City because there are so many resources available. And there are so many resources available. All you have to do is reach out for them and take them and use them. Which is why I say there really is no excuse to be homeless in Oklahoma City. Because there are so many services. So that's why I also say when I see homeless people camping out in a shanty camp on state property, a big part of me believes they choose to be there. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. And one of the gubernatorial candidates has the commissioner of insurance not happy. The Oklahoma Insurance Department released a statement from Commissioner Glenn Mulready earlier today addressing the recent lawsuit seeking the release of the ongoing market conduct examination. The lawsuit is frivolous and reflects either a fundamental misunderstanding of Oklahoma insurance law and the market conduct examination process, or deliberate attempt to misuse the courts to pressure the state regulatory agency into producing an unfinished examination. The Oklahoma Insurance Department will not be bullied by trial lawyers, political actors, or those with a political agenda, or anyone else into cutting corners simply because of the regulatory process does not move at the preferred litigation or political timeline. Who do you think they're talking about? I think they're talking about Gettner Drummond and his lawsuit and his involving himself in the State Farm Insurance lawsuit as well. A day late and a dollar short, if you ask me, because those have been going on for about 4 years now. Gettner Drummond only inserted himself into the issue in the last 6 months. The insurance commissioner went on to say, market conduct examinations are governed by law and established regulatory processes for a reason. The department's responsibility is not to produce a report on demand for use as evidence in private litigation. It is to conduct a thorough examination, protect the integrity of the process, ensure the findings are supported by evidence, and ultimately protect Oklahoma policyholders. This isn't about winning an election. This isn't about inserting yourself into the issue so that you will appear to be doing something that you're really not. The examination of the handling of roof claims remains ongoing, said the insurance commissioner. The independent examiner has not yet submitted a final report to the department, and it cannot be released until it exists. Instead of allowing our professional staff and independent examiner to complete their work, trial lawyers have been chosen to expand time and resources, asking the court to interfere with the ongoing regulatory examination. Now, who do you think he's referring to? He's very skilled at not naming names. Every hour spent responding to unnecessary litigation is an hour of the taxpayers' resources could otherwise be devoted to work in Oklahomans and that Oklahomans actually expect us to do. He said he's been clear from the beginning that the examination, once it's completed, he wants it completed and he wants the final product to be thorough, accurate, and legally defensible. If wrongdoing occurred, consumers deserve findings strong enough to withstand scrutiny. Not a rushed report designed to satisfy a press release, campaign calendar, or private lawsuit. He's talking to Gettner Drummond specifically. So that's from the Oklahoma Insurance Department. Evidently, the current commissioner of insurance agrees with me. The Attorney General's office should not be interfering with this lawsuit and this investigation and or this investigation. 405-608-4377. And we've been talking all week a lot about data centers. And I did a little digging and wanted to share with you what I found out. The 633-acre data center campus that is said to be proposed for Piedmont is estimated to generate at least $9 million in tax revenue each year. It's money that can completely change the city. Cloverleaf Infrastructure is the company behind Project Open Sky, which is in talks to build the 633-acre campus with as many as 6 data centers on it. The city of Piedmont is just one of the municipalities negotiating with companies to build data centers in Oklahoma. The project would likely have phases, and within those phases would be more than one data center building. So what would happen is to think of it as a campus, but then that campus would expand, and eventually there would be 30 different buildings. Estimates from Cloverleaf show the project Open Sky would bring in at least $9 million in tax revenue. There is one family that the property will be directly adjacent to. And in order for the city of Piedmont to enjoy the tax revenue from this facility, they will have to annex that property so that it becomes the city of Piedmont. So I tell you all this because this is an example of the good that a data center can bring. Everybody's all focused on the bad, but nobody's focused on the good. And I think you got to take the good with the bad. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
It's Platinum Black.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome.
Good to hear from you.
Pretty good. Eyeballs are on the road. I'm using hands-free.
Mm-hmm.
Data centers. Okay, the good, bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you remember I was in Owosso and talk with them about their data centers. And I was in Piedmont at the council meeting when Cloverleaf, if that was the name,
yeah,
gave their spiel about it. Again, it's like the city went in and changed the nomenclature for future industrialist area close to the high school, if I remember the story,
okay,
right, being down there at the meeting. So this data center in Piedmont is being built close to a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other thing is that the infrastructure, they wanted it there because that's where the power substation,
right,
was close to.
Yeah.
Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Trump give, like, Elon Musk to go ahead and everybody that's building data centers to build data centers with their own power substation?
Well, the answer to your question is yes, and the governor signed two bills that says that Cloverleaf is going to have to prove where they're going to get their power from, and that getting that power will not interfere with the local grid before they'll, okay, be allowed to build.
All right. Now, I'm no stupido, but I know for a fact that here in Oklahoma, we do not build transformers that when they're overloaded, we have to order those. And currently, if my information and research is correct, we get those transformers from China.
Probably.
Okay. Now, again, and, you know, I'm going to take off my political hat and put on just my ordinary Joe Schmoish hat. People, we have to understand that, okay, even though data centers are going to be a strategic necessity for us with the Golden Dome and all this other stuff, the flock camera processing and so, mm-hmm, forth, but, again, living in the Jetson jet set of tomorrow, we still have to be able to operate down here on the ground. And why don't we move these data centers to the native reservations? You know, they got plenty of land out there, you know, nobody to be in, you know, in competition with as far as traffic, noise, and all this other kind of stuff. So I don't know why we didn't think about that, since the five civilized tribes, the way I understand it, have weaponized themselves to be democratic rather than just being neutral because they're such a large body and own land. And my own research on a house that my parents used to own, mm-hmm, it sits on reservation land. And if the natives say, hey, well, we want to recall our land, guess what? You got to pick up that foundation and move it. So, again, with these data centers, these are forever tomorrow type ordeal.
Oh, yeah.
In towns,
mm-hmm,
like Owosso, they just approved that large facility for Google.
Yeah, Google. Again, Google's like, expanding in Owosso. I have a story on that coming up. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'll leave that story with you to come out with. But people, get out and vote as much as you can. Do not vote straight party line. Vote for the people in your local area that is going to do what the people have asked for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in education, we got to get back to pens and paper, cursive writing, and arithmetic. Okay?
You're right about that.
So I'll leave it with you, Lee.
All right. Thanks a lot, Platinum Black. Let me touch on a couple of those things that you mentioned really quickly. Some of the data centers, I think, will wind up on native land if the tribes approve it and tax it and enjoy the benefits of that tax base. Piedmont's data center won't be one of those because the city of Piedmont wants that $9 million in tax revenue every year. Now, here's what I'm also getting from people who say, well, what happens after they finish building it? After they finish building it, you're not going to be able to continue to tax them because no. They're going to be paying property tax. They're going to be paying taxes on usage taxes on a lot of the stuff that they're using, and they don't mind. They don't mind. From what I understand across the nation, they understand that this is part of the cost of doing business. They're going to make up their costs. They're not worried about paying extra for power or for water or for the property that they're going to be using to do this. And you've got places in Virginia, you've got places in Louisiana. They can't spend the money that they're getting. They're getting so much money, they're looking for ways to spend it. And you're seeing communities where there are no potholes, and the schools are getting all the money that they need, and it's driving the unions crazy because the unions want to be able to supply all the money that is needed for public schools, and so on and so forth. So it can't all be a hair on fire, hysterical, oh my God, data centers, data centers, data centers. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. My sister-in-law had surgery today. She had a screw loose. No, really. She had a screw loose in her spine. She's been having a lot of spinal problems, had to have it basically screwed back together, and then one of them started to work loose, and I've got so many jokes that are just flowing out of my head. I can't keep track of them all when it comes to that. Anyway, fortunately, she's got Medicare, and she signed up for Medicare in a timely manner so that everything is all covered and she won't have to worry about anything insurance-wise. Are you? Or do you have a different kind of screw loose right now? If you were born in 1961, tighten up, baby, and call 405-848-5790. That's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. Best call you can make if you are new to Medicare or if you're within 3 months of your birthday from 1961. The team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that'll work for you, whether it's nails or screws or whatever it might be, and they'll go to work right away for you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Screwdriver not required.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Before Rick Cook owned a business, he worked for $2 an hour at a gas station in Weatherford. That one gas station became ASAP Energy, creating hundreds of Oklahoma jobs. Rick knows how the real economy works, and when something isn't working, he fixes it. Cut waste, lower property taxes, make our communities safer. That's conservative leadership that gets results. On August 25th, vote Rick Cook for State Senate. Authorizing paid for by Friends of Rick Cook 2026.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls, 877-973-7425, as we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. You're not going to want to miss it.
I also watched Mike author the bill that saved the teacher retirement system, which was functionally insolvent, bankrupt as of 2010. But you hear 16 years later, it's solvent because of what Mike did to save it. I saw him successfully lead as the author in cutting income taxes that all of us as Oklahomans benefit from today.
That's Josh Burkeen, The congressman and now running for Senate endorsing Mike Mazie as governor on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. He goes on to say that Mazie's being made fun of by Gettner Drummond for some of his movements and his tics and some of his peculiarities. Well, he has those, Mazie does, because of a car accident that he had recovered from miraculously. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Hi, oh, and by the way, we also saw an endorsement today from Jake Merrick of Mike Mazie. So there that is for what it's worth on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hello, Lee. It's me. It's Ray.
Hello, Ray. And you are where, if anywhere?
More.
All right. Good to hear from you. What's up?
Hey, just a word of wise to Oklahoma. Don't be like the communist state of California.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for a company that hauled for one of the big computer manufacturers out there, known as HP.
Yeah.
And you know, HP left California.
Yeah.
My word to the wise is don't overtax your data centers. Work with them, and you'll find they're great partners to make your state great. But if you overtax them, you start putting too much restriction on them, there's other states that would take their tax dollars.
But not after they had spent all that money building the infrastructure that they were going to use.
Now, I got news for you. HP paid for the infrastructure out there. And guess what? Texas got them. Tennessee got them.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky got them. Georgia got them because they left. They had a huge complex started in Lincoln, California and Roseville, California. And they finally just got tired of California taxing them to death and putting regulations up. They left.
Well,
and so did their people.
And that may be, Ray. Right now, we're at a stage of the game where we're going to have a hard time getting any of these data centers built because people are still worried about water and power.
They'll provide their own if they're smart.
Well, and they're required to at least provide plans with how they're going to do that with those two new laws that the governor signed. And most of them will want to provide their own power and water because they don't want to have to rely on an unreliable power source.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Oklahoma, Texas, all the Tornado Alley states don't really have that strong of a grid because during those storms, they're constantly going dark.
Yes. And it doesn't have to be a tornado. It can be an ice storm. It can be a wind storm.
Yep. But I just thought I'd throw that in there. Don't overtax them.
It's food for thought, definitely.
It's good to work with them because they provide you jobs and they'll look out for their base.
Yeah. Thank you, Ray.
Hey, Lee, happy Friday to you.
You too, and have a good weekend. Speaking of which, Firearms Friday coming up in the next 20 minutes on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Today we're going to look at the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation. They've got their own, and you can participate in it. It's for anybody of any skill level. And what the latest is on some of those states that are trying to shut down Glock sales. That's coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
KQOP in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A suspected drunk driver faces charges after a wrong-way crash in southwest Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Iran is promising a devastating response to new U.S. economic sanctions, Michael Kastner reports.
This after the Trump administration said it plans to impose the toughest sanctions in history on Iran and economic consequences for any country that assists Iran. The chief of staff of Iran's armed forces said that with preparedness across land, sea, air defense, and cyberspace, Iran's armed forces will respond to the enemy's new threats with crushing, punishing, and devastating responses.
Cleanup continues across the tri-state area after officials confirmed rare tornadoes touched down in New York during yesterday's severe weather.
A rarity, but one of the tornadoes tore up dozens of cabanas at Sun and Surf Beach Club, prompting an immediate reaction from Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman.
I declared an emergency immediately, and we opened our Office of Emergency Management Command Center, which was manned all night. And we are doing an assessment again of the beach club to determine the extent of the structural damage.
The National Weather Service confirmed a second tornado touched down in Rockaway just south of JFK Airport. Long Island, Queens, and Jersey were hit hard, with several areas reporting flooding and power outages at the height of the storm. I'm Natalie Migliori.
More than 6 million tickets have been sold for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles.
LA 28 made the announcement at the end of Ticket Drop 2. The purchases came from 129 countries and territories. More than 700,000 people were able to buy tickets at a discounted price of $28. Nearly a quarter of all tickets sold were for less than $100. LA 28 says fans will have more opportunities to buy tickets in 2027 on a first-come, first-served basis. There will also be no more limits on the number of tickets fans can buy per purchase. I'm Daniel Martindale.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Your Money Minute with Alan Johnson.
1 minute, your money, and here's what matters. Interest rates jumped this week. The 30-year Treasury hit its highest level since 2007, nearly 20 years. And this isn't just an American story. Borrowing costs are moving higher in Europe and Japan as well. Washington stepped in and tried to push those rates back down, and it worked for about a day. And gold noticed, and gold is up roughly 10% this month. And now, here's what you and I are watching. Friday, the 28th, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh speaks in Wyoming, less than 3 weeks before the Fed's next interest rate decision. Wall Street will be listening, so will I. I'm Alan Johnson, 40 years in finance, 28 years in precious metals.
Your Money Minute is presented by Heritage Gold Partners. Call Alan Johnson at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A suspected drunk driver faces charges after a wrong-way crash in southwest Oklahoma City early Friday morning. Police say 34-year-old Julian Manzano was driving in the wrong direction near Southwest 59th and Walker when he collided head-on with another vehicle. One person was injured and transported for treatment. Manzano was arrested on a DUI complaint, and the crash remains under investigation. Oklahoma City police say a department drone helped stop a dog attack and locate the animals involved. Officers launched the drone after receiving reports of someone being attacked by two dogs, with a drone operator using the aircraft's spotlight to distract the dogs until officers arrived. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries, with police later tracking the dogs to a nearby home and arresting two people on misdemeanor complaints related to the animals. A motorcycle crash caused traffic delays early this morning on westbound I-40 between Western and Pennsylvania. Emergency crews treated the rider at the scene before taking them away by ambulance. Authorities haven't released additional information on the motorcycle's condition, and the cause remains under investigation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values, protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Some states are trying to ban the sale of Glock handguns. That won't be successful. I'll tell you why and how on Firearms Friday, coming up in the next 20 minutes. And brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 77. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot, with the temperature reaching a record-breaking high of 105, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1922. Tomorrow night will be mostly clear with a low of 75. On Sunday, anticipate partly sunny conditions with high temperatures of 100. 100 degrees. It'll become breezy in the afternoon with a chance of a couple of thunderstorms. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
Most of what we saw were crimes of poverty. People who were stealing things like toothpaste.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
Stealing things like, soap.
Not last week.
First of all, stealing is morally wrong. Sorry, but it is.
Not yesterday.
Thou shalt not steal.
Keep up with what's happening.
We would assess that it's basically the Bidens.
Now.
Joe, Jill, and Hunter.
With a new Freedom 96.9.
That helps hear the government.
Oklahoma's talk radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of great conversation already about homelessness and one senator applauding the sweep of the homelessness. Our current commissioner of insurance appears to not be very happy with Gettner Drummond and was highly critical of Gettner Drummond's lawsuits and Gettner Drummond wanting to interfere in the lawsuits of the insurance industry in Oklahoma. And they put out a press release. They didn't name him by name, but they didn't have to. Also, we talked about how much money a data center could be bringing in. For instance, the estimates around the Piedmont data center that hasn't been built yet. They're still talking about whether or not they're going to vote on it and whether or not the people are going to have a voice in it. But on the other side of the coin, it could bring in $9 million in tax revenue every year. That's $9 million I bet Piedmont doesn't have right now. Problems with infrastructure? Gone. Problems with your police cars and police facility? Gone. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So that is the advantage. Along with the other disadvantages, don't get me wrong. And I also am not suggesting that a data center be built where the people don't want it to be built. We don't want to turn this thing into the windmill farms again. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
This is Joe from Manchester.
Hello, right? Joe. Good to hear from you again there, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I try to stay up with what's going on. And this data center issue.
Yeah.
As much as anything, I hear the talk about $9 million to Piedmont from tax revenue. Well, my question is, I haven't had anyone give me a good, rock-solid, definitive answer as to what, and please let me finish on this, as to what the data centers do. Now, what is it? What does the data center do that they can generate that kind of money? And where does that money that they're generating actually come from? Sounds to me like they're hijacking or they're robbing from somebody, stealing from somebody to generate that kind of revenue if they don't have any problem paying $9 million taxes. I mean, hello? Something's amiss here. And somebody's not being truthful with us. And you can talk about water all day. You can talk about it being in someone's backyard all day. But it sounds to me like the public's getting skinned on this deal because no one's been upfront and truthful about what data centers really, really do.
Okay. Are you talking to me on a cellular phone?
Yes, sir, I am.
It goes through a data center. Your doctor, when you go to your doctor's office, does he have a computer where he keeps track of all of your stuff, your drugs, your treatments? That goes through a data center. When you open up the internet and use the internet, you're using a data center. When you access anything that is on the cloud, well, that cloud is a data center.
I try to avoid the cloud as much as I possibly can. And, you know, the issue with the flock cameras, There's the nefarious data storage that's there forever. None of this information's ever scrubbed.
But you were asking me initially, what the data centers are for. That's where the data lives, in a data center.
Okay, so how you know, I don't have any problem with it, and I don't know of anyone else that's had a problem with a cell phone going operational. Mm-hmm. So that was before data centers became the big deal. So why is it we all of a sudden, I mean, almost overnight, we have to have hundreds of data centers?
To accommodate the artificial intelligence that is now being used to process all the data.
Well, you know, you feed the horse too many oats and he'll founder.
Okay. I got to move on.
Thank you, mate.
I got to move on, Joe, but thanks a lot. Joe's in Manchester, which is lovely wife's family. Came to Oklahoma. Lovely wife's ancestors came to, I can't say really ancestors because it was her great grandpa. So it really was only a couple generations. She's only removed a couple generations from her great grandpa. Actually, great great grandpa. I'm sorry. No, great grandpa. Great grandpa. Anyway, he settled in Manchester and was in one of the land runs. And so we've been there and traced the roots and all that. And Joe just so happened to call me one day because he can hear me in Manchester and was listening and ran a crop duster that. And he said, yeah, he used to dust the old Thomas place. And that is the lovely wife's maiden name. So it really is a neat connection. From Manchester. My lovely wife is more of a Sooner than I am. My family on my father's side came into Oklahoma with the oil industry. Lovely wife's family came into Oklahoma at the very beginning of the land rush. So, Joe, thanks a lot for the call. But that answers your question, I hope. The data centers are needed because we are using more and more data for more and more things. And to process that data, we need artificial intelligence. Well, to have artificial intelligence, you need more data centers in order to make all this stuff work. To put it in 1980s terms, it's like you need a mainframe for all the computers to tap into. To put it in 1990s, 2000 terms, it's like you need a huge server farm to tap into. They like to paint the picture that it's a cloud and that the data just kind of lives out in the ether. It doesn't. It lives on hardware that is massive. And the more we use computers to do our daily work and to do our daily things, the more data we're going to need to process. And the more data we need to process, we're going to need more data centers, which is why I say it's better to be on this train than under it. So I respectfully disagree with Joe if you feed the horse too many oats, he'll founder. Yeah, maybe we feed humankind too much data and he can founder, she can founder. But at the same time, artificial intelligence is going to take us places we've never been before. Artificial intelligence is probably going to give us a cure to cancer. Artificial intelligence is going to get us further into space. Artificial intelligence is going to expand our abilities to learn things and improve our society. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Your thoughts on that? You may not know it, but right now the stock market is probably the best way to make money right now. Even if you have just a little bit of money in the right stocks that are going to definitely grow over the next 5-10 years. It will be no time at all before you turn things around real quickly. Now, if you have an IRA, this is the time to go over it before we start fourth quarter and make sure your money's where it needs to be. And you know who can help you with that? McGuire Capital. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. He has a show every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. And he and I have gone over this. Anything that has to do with data centers or artificial intelligence right now is on fire hot. Smoking hot. As hot as a great date on a Saturday night. And he will hook you up with the right way to do it, the right time to do it, and then keep track of it all for you because he's a fiduciary. He only gets paid when you make money. and he'll help you do just that. McGuire Capital, 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. That's his personal cell number. And he can be found at McGuireCap.com online or in person at 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, McGuire Capital.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Mike Mazey has a problem. When Oklahoman needs him, he goes missing. As a state senator, Mazey missed 77% of his votes. On the police pension board, Mazey missed 75% of the meetings. And now, a smelter owned by a Muslim monarchy threatens Oklahoma land, water, and our way of life. Gittner Drummond is fighting to stop it. Mike Mazey flip-flopped, sold us out, missing again.
Now is not the time for weakness. Mike Mazey has shown he can be pushed around. I've been a fighter my entire life. And while Mike Mazey has lied about his record and his plans, I've given you something different. Honest, serious, sober leadership. You may not always agree with me, but you can know I'll tell you the truth. I'm Gettner Drummond. Oklahoma deserves a governor you can trust will fight for you. I ask for your vote on August 25th. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Gettner Drummond, 2026.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
96.9, AccuWeather forecast. It's calling for cloudy skies tonight, dropping down to 75 for the low. Cloudy, 40% chance of morning showers tomorrow, giving way to sunny skies and hot weather, high of 102. Tomorrow night, down to 75 for the low. Sunny on Sunday, 20% chance of rain, high of 100. Monday, sunny and a high of 106. It is 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. John and Luther, hi. Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, yes, sir. Appreciate the show. This is a very valuable conversation to have.
Thanks.
Live out in Luther, and the residents are up in arms over proposed data center that could go out in Luther,
yeah,
because we have the Red Bus electricity generating station there,
yeah,
and nobody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants it in their backyard, but it is absolutely, as you said, necessary for life as we're going to know it in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah,
a lot of questions. Hard to get real information. Some of the objections I'll just bring up briefly. Obviously, electricity, water.
Mm-hmm.
I think the company that proposed it was going to use gray water from Oklahoma City to cool it and then send it back. I don't understand how that will work, but it seems like they have some sort of answer to every question, but couple of things that were raised. One, these centers, it was said, generate some type of electromagnetic pulse that can affect a range around the center. I don't know if that's true. Wondered if you heard that.
I've heard all kinds of different things, John, and the problem is that we've already got a pretty massive data center in Pryor. We've got another one in Stillwater. They are all over the state of Virginia, and I'm not hearing any problems at all like that. I'm not hearing any drains on the public water supply. I'm not hearing any drains on the power grid. I'm not hearing any of those kinds of complaints.
Right. And there's a lot of fear because obviously people don't want their electricity to go up. They
want
to protect natural resources. I understand all of that, but the necessity of it is something that needs to be talked about. My understanding is the big companies that are going to be using these third-party data centers like Google, SpaceX, all these companies, servers that they're installing will be obsolete in a few years. They'll have to be replaced. There's a backlog on these, the boards coming from NVIDIA and other companies. Just wondered, what's your take on the next 3 to 5 years of these data centers and how valuable they'll be, and is there a risk that we could build 1,000 data centers only to have them become obsolete in a short period.
Well, that's why the Cloverleaf project in Piedmont is going to go in phases. And it's going to go in phases for the reason you just described, so that as obsolescence comes about, they can adapt to it phase by phase by phase. Now, the next complaint will be, well, that makes it sound like it'll be in a perpetual state of construction. Well, kind of, but that also means it'll provide a perpetual amount of jobs throughout that expansion project, and tax money and tax base as well. No, I don't want one directly adjacent to the Matthews Mansion neighborhood, because that will bring my property value down. But I don't have that threat because the property around the Matthews Mansion neighborhood is already occupied by other commercial entities. So, these kinds of things, they need lots of property. They need vast amounts of property, right. like an Amazon warehouse. Well, you wouldn't put an Amazon warehouse right smack dab next to a neighborhood. You'd have to have it out by itself. I'm not as hysterical as some people are, and I'm looking at what it can do as far and what it is doing in other parts of the country.
Exactly. And that's a conversation to have.
Mm-hmm.
And the last comment I'll say is the fear is based, I believe, on ignorance may be too strong of a word, but and until we get advocates that are addressing resident concerns about cost of living, land use, those type of things, what the property tax and sales tax implications, how that could benefit the community, until we start having those conversations, I think everyone's going to be stuck in this perpetual, I don't want it in my...
They're going to turn it into nuclear energy. It's going to be the next nuclear energy. I mean, we could have had self-sustaining nuclear power plants in each and every state had there not been that stupid movie that was released in 1977 called The China Syndrome, turned everybody into a panic. And all of a sudden, all the nuclear sites were shutting down or not being built because they might have a problem. When, in fact, no, all the fail-safes that the Americans are using and doing is not producing any problems. And then Chernobyl happened. And again, everybody was like, oh, my God, that could happen here. I'm so glad we didn't build nuclear energy. And I was one of the ones saying it's the most efficient power source. So we probably would not be having this conversation about our power grid if we had just gone nuclear back in the day when we were going nuclear.
I totally agree, and I know that Meta and SpaceX and a few others are planning on building their own nuclear power plants on site.
Yes.
But just to wrap up, what would for a small town like Luther to get a data center, what would be the financial advantages to that town and to the residents?
I'm afraid I got to take a break here too, John, but let me answer the question on the other side of the break on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. For once, you're not going to be able to bake cookies in your car after it's been sitting out in the parking lot all day, because we at least had some cooler weather. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and if your air conditioning has been giving you fits lately, it won't today, but later this weekend it might. That's why you might need to call Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. Whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure light, weak battery, or your AC isn't, and boy, do have I seen people driving around today with their windows down, and I think to myself, you poor soul. Doesn't really matter the make or model of the car. They can take care of it. And they're just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley. Just off the Route 66 roundabout in El Reno, 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group. And even though we're getting a little break today from all the heat, it's going to get cranking back up and spanking you next week. So give a call to the folks over at Frontier Auto Group today and get everything looked at in time for that. FrontierMotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, Frontier Auto Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls. 877-973-7425 as we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. You're not going to want to miss it.
Freedom 96.9, accurate weather forecast, cloudy tonight, 75 the low, cloudy tomorrow, 40% chance of morning showers, giving way to a high of 102 and sunny skies. 75 tomorrow night into Sunday, 20% chance of rain, 100 the high. Monday, sunny, and 106 the high. So John was in Luther and was reminding us that the citizens of Luther put a big kibosh on a data center coming to that part of the state. There was a power plant there that they wanted to be building right next to so they'd have uninterrupted power. But his question was, what does a community like Luther gain from having a data center come in? The answer is you can zone it inside the city limits and charge property taxes. And you can also charge corporate taxes. And then that can start feeding your town infrastructure, whether it's better police cars, better police, more fire. In Virginia, they're building recreation centers with 3 and 4 indoor swimming pools that are free for anybody who is a member of the town, a citizen of the town. Teacher raises and all kinds of other things can be used.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A former Trump national security official says Iran's government could be in serious trouble within weeks as the administration tightens economic sanctions. Fred Flights predicts Iran could begin breaking down within 30 to 60 days, but that is his assessment, not an established outcome. The sanctions campaign is aimed at pressuring Tehran to change its behavior. In baseball, the Yankees swept their series against the Orioles after collecting a 6-1 victory at Camden Yards. The Royals also swept their series against the Athletics after cruising to a 6-2 victory in Kansas City. The Cardinals escaped Cincinnati with a 10-9 victory over the Reds. The Braves shut out the White Sox 2-0 in their makeup game in Chicago. The Angels crushed the Astros 18-3 in Houston. And the Rangers slipped past the Nationals 2-0 in Arlington. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
Every family has a chair. A chair at the kitchen table, a chair at church, a chair beside the grandkids at a ball game. When someone is taken because another person was careless, that chair becomes a reminder of everything lost. Wrongful death cases are not just about paperwork. They're about a life, a routine, a voice, a presence that mattered. At McIntyre Law, we help families seek accountability with compassion, focus, and respect. We know no case can replace the person you love, but it can demand answers, uncover the truth, and help protect the future. If you or your family have suffered an unimaginable loss, call McIntyre Law. Let us help you through that process.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A suspected drunk driver faces charges after a wrong-way crash in southwest Oklahoma City early Friday morning. Police say 34-year-old Julian Manzano was driving in the wrong direction near Southwest 59th and Walker when he collided head-on with another vehicle. One person was injured and transported for treatment. Manzano was arrested on a DUI complaint, and the crash remains under investigation. Oklahoma City police say a department drone helped stop a dog attack and locate the animals involved. Officers launched the drone after receiving reports of someone being attacked by two dogs, with a drone operator using the aircraft's spotlight to distract the dogs until officers arrived. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries, with police later tracking the dogs to a nearby home and arresting two people on misdemeanor complaints related to the animals. A motorcycle crash caused traffic delays early this morning on westbound I-40 between Western and Pennsylvania. Emergency crews treated the rider at the scene before taking them away by ambulance. Authorities haven't released additional information on the motorcyclist's condition, and the cause remains under investigation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazey is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazey will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazey for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
One of the very first cancer vaccines is about to go into regular use. What did I tell you? Lee Matthews with more on The Drive as Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Freedom 96.9 continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 77. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with the temperature reaching a record-breaking high of 105, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1922. Tomorrow night will be mostly clear with a low of 75. On Sunday, anticipate partly sunny conditions with high temperatures of 100 degrees. It'll become breezy in the afternoon with a chance of a couple of thunderstorms. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And Lee Matthews. So we've been talking data centers, and one of the reasons we've been talking about data centers is that some facts and figures came out about how much money it can generate a municipality like Piedmont, up to $9 million in revenue per year. Google and Beale Infrastructure revealed on August 19th that construction is officially underway on its 506-acre data center in the unincorporated Tulsa County. Known as Project Clydesdale, the development west of Owosso represents large expansions of Google's physical footprint in Oklahoma, where the company has already invested more than $15 billion since 2007. Tulsa Regional Chamber is thrilled that Google is deepening its footprint in northeastern Oklahoma. President and CEO of the Tulsa Regional Chamber, Mike Neal, said, "Google is synonymous with quality and commitment to community, and we look forward to furthering the relationship that began nearly 20 years ago. The project is funding immediate, substantial upgrades in local infrastructure include 1.5 miles of new water lines for Washington County Rural Water District." So John, earlier in Luther, was asking what benefits come from these data centers. Here's one of them. 1.5 miles of new water lines for Washington County Rural Water District number 3. New on-site electrical substations built by Public Service Company of Oklahoma. Google has also partnered with the Electrical Training Alliance to train and add more than 160 apprentices in Oklahoma by 2030 to help build and run the facility. You see, they're going to need electricians to keep these things going. That provides jobs. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, no, but they're not going to keep those jobs. Eventually, they'll automate. They won't automate what needs to be what the electricians have to do. They will always need electricians to fix these things. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
My name is Jim from Guthrie.
Hello, Jim. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, I'm not sure that municipalities in Oklahoma have the ability to raise property taxes.
Okay.
That's a state function. And so for these speculations about $9 million for, you know, a data center or whatever, I think that figure may be premature. That's something the state has to deal with.
Okay, so Piedmont is not going to get anything then, right?
I don't believe so, unless they make some particular arrangement with the data center itself, but the ad valorem taxes are set at the state level.
Okay, well, that doesn't matter. What matters is that Piedmont could get $9 million per year out of this from the data center.
I mean, I'm just asking, would it be under their current tax rate? Or would it be something else they would have to set?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to pick up the phone and call Virginia, because Virginia is...
Yeah, that might...
Yeah, and I'd also have to pick up the phone, and I'd have to call Pryor, because Pryor has a data center that's doing quite well. And as I just mentioned, the partnerships between the data centers and the municipalities is also helping the infrastructure. Google is installing new water lines.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if those agreements are in place, you know, I wouldn't disagree with that. I'm just saying, if we're relying on taxes, The other thing I would caution about is in any of these recent deals that the state has made, whether it be gambling, whether it be marijuana, whether it be, you know, with other industries, they promised big, big tax deals, GM, the plant down there. Which of any of those have ever come to fruition at the level that the state said that they were going to receive from that? None of them.
I agree.
One of them.
I agree. And I also understand when Piedmont has had a bunch of wind turbines pollute their landscape and not generate the promised power that they were supposed to be generating, I understand why they're gun-shy. But then I look at examples like Pryor. I look at examples like Stillwater. I look at examples like what's going on in Owosso, North Tulsa. And I look at examples of what's going on with the steel smelting plant in Durant. Good things can come from this.
They can. I don't disagree at all. I'm just advocating that we make sure we do our due diligence and then hold the appropriate authorities' feet to the fire to make sure that whatever promises are made are actually achieved.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree. Thank you very much, Jim, on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Dan writes, Lee, we are a strange country. We're going to be brought down by our own liberties, and by that I mean we allow our freedom of speech and freedom of thought, but we have allowed other people to come into this country that want to destroy this country and give people that come to this country a platform. The Trojan horse had to hide their people in the belly of a horse. But in this case, they are not hiding anything. I don't know if it's because they believe they are protected by the Democrat Party, but it's amazing that this is happening and that we're letting it happen. Okay, well, Dan, that's the beauty of the United States of America. The beauty of the United States of America is that we protect even those who are trying to destroy us. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. I had to buy some new glasses this week, and you would swear I was trying to get a tax deduction I didn't have coming to me. It was like, wait a minute. Isn't my insurance going to help pay for some of these glasses? Well, yeah, it pays for some of it. It pays for $50. Oh, boy. So I still have $500 I got to pay for these new glasses. Yeah. Give me my prescription, please. I'm off to a discount glasses dealer. I only need them to read. That's it. Anyway, it can be a hassle. It can be a hassle when it's not the government, and it really is a hassle when it is the government, and that is where the services of Well-Preserved Advisory Group come in. Were you born in 1961? If so, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, mail, texts, and if it can get confusing, well, I'm here to make your life easy for you. Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. I don't know what they can do about a pair of glasses, but they can definitely make sure you're signed up properly for Medicare, and we're getting close to that open enrollment period, too. So now's the time to call. 405-848-5790, and that's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Before Rick Cook owned a business, he worked for $2 an hour at a gas station in Weatherford. That one gas station became ASAP Energy, creating hundreds of Oklahoma jobs. Rick knows how the real economy works, and when something isn't working, he fixes it. Cut waste, lower property taxes, make our communities safer. That's conservative leadership that gets results. On August 25th, vote Rick Cook for State Senate. Authorizing paid for by Friends of Rip Cook 2026.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August, where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HK CC 9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
That's me in the corner. Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for cloudy skies tonight, 75 the low. Cloudy, 40% chance of morning showers tomorrow, and a high of 102. Tomorrow night, 75 for a low. Sunday, 20% chance of rain and a high of 100. Monday, sunny and a high of 106. It's 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377. RL is in Oklahoma City. Thank you for hanging on, RL. What's on your mind?
Oh, sure. Enjoying your show today.
Thank you.
Wednesday, about 5:45, you're talking about ABC and how they possibly could lose their license because they're not following the rules.
Yeah.
So my question is, does Lee Matthews violate the rules every hour he's on the air?
Well, do I?
Well, you know, they have a rule that says you're supposed to announce your call letters on every hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never heard KQOB mentioned on your radio station.
Well, then you're not listening, because we do it every hour on the hour, at the top of the hour.
No, you just say Freedom 96.9.
I say Freedom 96.9, but then we go into the intro of the news, which has the legal ID in it.
Are you sure? Because I listened very carefully for many months. I'll pay attention.
Okay.
And we'll see.
Is that the reason you called?
Yeah, I was just...
Wow,
you know,
okay.
Just curious, you know. You know, if you're going to... You know, of course, in ABC has some local stations, and they probably have local news and that sort of thing, you know. But it just seems like they're being taunted just because of their the things that they say, which should be a part of the freedom of speech thing.
Well, quite honestly, the FCC would not be looking into it if it didn't get a complaint. And if it gets a complaint, then it looks into it. And so what ended up happening was ABC, the network, got a complaint from more than one person about something that was said on The View. And that that complainant then said they tried to get in touch with the local TV station and were unable to get in touch with anybody. And then they found out that the reason they couldn't get in touch with anybody is because they're down to a bare bones staff, and that a lot of these news, local news ABC affiliates, they're not even reporting their own news. Their news is being provided for them by another market. And so,
does that apply to the ABC affiliates, or just the ones that ABC owns themselves?
It's just the television stations that ABC owns themselves. So it's not many. It's maybe seven or eight.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess if you say that they announce it. But I have listened very carefully for a long time, and it sort of seems really odd that I never hear that. And you're supposed to announce your primary audience area, too.
We do, because we're licensed to Oklahoma City, and we're also licensed to Enid. So,
well, it says the city of license is Enid. It doesn't say Oklahoma City.
Yes. But we can still say Oklahoma City because people in Oklahoma City are listening to us.
Oh, sure, but I've never even heard the word Enid. So.
Well, it's there. I don't know what to tell you, RL, okay? I'm not going to sit here and argue. I'm not going to argue with you on this the rest of the day.
Oh, and I don't mean to cause a ruckus.
Okay, what you are doing right now is negative entertainment. The audience's eyes are rolling, so we got to move on. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Don writes, Lee, when I use the word quality, they now call it equity. And that means that everyone needs to have exactly the same outcome, no matter how much they work, no matter how their talents are and their abilities. This country, when it's functioning the way it was designed to get an equal opportunity, where if you have the talent and the aptitude, you can take full advantage of that opportunity. But to guarantee equal outcome is to bring a society to its lowest point of mediocrity. In other words, everything moved to the lowest ability instead of a merit system that raises the society to a higher and higher level. Yes, Don, you've got it. And Dan earlier was asking about how the United States destroys itself through its own Bill of Rights. And the only thing I would refute to that, Dan, is it would have happened by now. You see, the remarkable thing about our Constitution and about the way our government is set up is not only that it's a constitutional republic and that we vote for people to go vote for things. We don't vote for everything, particularly ourselves. There is a balance between bureaucracy and non-bureaucratic efforts, and that's the ongoing battle between Democrats and Republicans as to how much federal control there is and how much state and local control there is. That has always been going on since the birth of our nation. As far as outside entities coming into our country and trying to use that system against us, well, they're welcome to try, but they cannot break the laws, and they cannot violate the constitutionality of these laws. So, yeah, people of Islamic faith are welcome to come to our country and pray as they want, but they cannot set up Sharia law. Because we already have our Constitution, and our Constitution is very specific. So that's why I'm not worried about an outside entity coming in and trying to say, now they're trying, yeah, the Somalis are their tribal, the Somalis in Minnesota, they're trying to, with their tribalism and their tribal sensibilities, govern themselves, and they're manipulating our SNAP benefits as best they can, but they were caught. And the laws of our land are being applied to them now as a result. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Tomorrow morning, there's going to be a very compelling interview of the two Republican candidates that are in a runoff on Tuesday for insurance commissioner. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the insurance industry, particularly homeowners insurance, and that is what the insurance commissioner of Oklahoma usually is overseeing. So if you want to know the difference between Brad Sullivan and Marty Quinn, they both are going to be on my good friend Scott McCollum's program tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. McRoof Fortifies Oklahoma, and he'll be talking about them, what their platforms are, what they'd like to see, and their opinions on these lawsuits that are coming down because the insurance companies are starting to be squirrely about covering what they should. McRoof Fortifies Oklahoma, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, right here on Freedom 96.9. We run it again on Sunday at 1, and you'll learn everything you need to know about the two candidates for insurance commissioner and have an educated mind when you go in to vote on Tuesday in the runoff election. You are going to vote on Tuesday, aren't you? And remember, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com. Our hosts are always right,
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Wildfire conditions in Oklahoma can turn dangerous in minutes. Dragging chains on the highway can throw sparks. Tossing cigarettes out a window can ignite dry grass in seconds. One small mistake can turn into a fast-moving wildfire. In fact, most wildfires in Oklahoma are human-caused, especially during hot, dry, and windy conditions. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association reminds you to do your part. Secure trailer chains, properly dispose of smoking materials, and stay aware of fire conditions before you head out. Wildfire safety starts with simple choices, and those choices can protect and save homes, land, and lives. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even though it was just a couple of years ago, it shows you how the country where we're at right now. Now people understand that criminals got to go to prison. And that's why that mayor over in San Francisco has been so effective. That's why the mayor in D.C. working with the president's been so effective. That's why crime is going down in most places across the country. But then if you listen to Abdul El-Sayed, his past comments are impossible to justify.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast calling for cloudy skies tonight, 75 the low. 40% chance of rain tomorrow, sunny and hot otherwise, at a high of 102. Tomorrow night, 75 for the low. Sunny on Sunday with a 20% chance of rain and a high of 100. Monday, sunny and a high of 106. It is 92 at Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Steve in Oklahoma City?
Norman.
Norman, good to hear from you. Thank you for hanging on.
You got it. I understand what you're saying about our constitutional republic and all that, our laws, but that doesn't mean anything to these guys that are
invading us.
And when you see 45,000 of them marching down a street, imagine that in 50 states and at U.S. Capitol, January 6th was nothing compared to what they want to do to us.
Oh, I agree, but I don't think they're going to succeed.
Well, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
But it'd be such a nightmare to have our tornado sirens blasting their call to prayer 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Couldn't escape it.
Well, oh my God. Yeah, I mean, okay, so they tried to do that in Broken Arrow, and Broken Arrow basically told them to go pound sand, and now Broken Arrow is being sued by the Council on American Islamic Affairs because they say it's a violation of their First Amendment, their right to. Well, no, it's not a violation of your First Amendment. You can still worship, and you can still worship as you please, and nobody's stopping you. Nobody's arresting you for worshiping as you please. You just cannot build a mosque in a commercial zoned area. That's all. Yeah. As simple as it is. And they don't want to build the mosque out in the country somewhere by itself. Because they want to disturb the public. They want to disturb the people. Well, we've got laws in place that keep you from doing that.
Yeah, but if these liberal mayors allow them to do it, just like in New York.
Some of them will, yeah.
Suffering.
And they're trying right now in McKinney, Texas. I mean, McKinney, Texas of all places. And and you know what the people are doing? The people are rising up, and they are impeaching the two city council members who voted to allow this Islamic center to be built in McKinney, Texas. Just like in UConn, they are trying to impeach their mayor for going behind their backs on the data center issue.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we survive.
Yes, we will. I think we will. Thank you very much, Steve, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Speaking of which, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has struck again, and this time it is in Muskogee. I'll get into that coming up. Also, the first cancer vaccine is about to go into regular use. What did I tell you? Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. To join in the conversation, 405-608-4377.
KQOP, Enid, Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma City firefighters battled a large grass fire Thursday. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Social media and its impact on youth mental health is once again taking center stage as the trial against Meta continues. Natalie Migliori has more.
With 29 states suing the owners of Facebook and Instagram, New Jersey is one of four states leading the jury case in what's expected to be a weeks-long trial. Kids weighing in.
It's 50-50, because I feel like the effect that social media has on us is also like what we cause it to have on us.
If you're feeding like some inappropriate stuff to the younger age groups, there should be some guidelines and some restrictions.
New York and Connecticut are also part of the state suing Meta. If Meta loses, it could be forced to redesign its platforms and pay billions of dollars in penalties.
Over 40,000 Northwest Indiana residents remain without power 10 days after severe storms hit the region.
A series of storms ripped through Northwest Indiana August 11th, knocking out power to 370,000 residents, including Heather Manzo of Hobart, who compares the delayed response to that of Hurricane Katrina.
Where are the trucks? Where is the help? I don't think that they did enough for us.
Utility company NIPSCO says crews are working around the clock to restore electricity. I'm Eva Basinger.
A Long Island judge will decide if two dogs or their owners are a menace to the neighborhood.
It's been said there are no bad dogs, just bad owners. Larry Ballero and his wife beg to differ, though. They say they were attacked by two pit bulls while they were jogging in their Huntington, Long Island neighborhood. They want animal control to remove the dogs, but owner Helen Ternaris says that won't happen. She claims the dogs are friendly and that they only got loose after a visitor left a side gate to her house open. A town spokesman says Ternaris has been cited for code violations, and neighbors say the dogs attacked a 12-year-old boy on a bike earlier this summer. A Suffolk County judge will have the final say. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Authorities have released new details about Thursday's fatal crash on I-44 near Southwest 119th. Oklahoma City police say traffic had slowed when a semi-truck failed to stop and struck another commercial vehicle, which triggered a five-vehicle chain reaction crash. The driver of the semi that caused the crash was killed, and two people in the second commercial vehicle also died when it caught fire. A light horse police vehicle was among the vehicles involved, with several others suffering minor injuries and taken to local hospitals for treatment. The crash remains under investigation. Oklahoma City firefighters battled a large grass fire Thursday near Northeast 63rd and Post Road. Firefighters stopped the flames before they reached a neighboring house, though a small shed was destroyed in the blaze. One resident was treated for minor injuries. Investigators say the fire began from a burn barrel despite the countywide burn ban. A national church-state advocacy group says a Muskogee school district has canceled a planned prayer walk after concerns were raised about the event. The Freedom From Religion Foundation argued the school-sponsored activity violated constitutional limits on government involvement in religion. The district also said it will ensure future events comply with the First Amendment. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Everything people hate about the Flock camera system has come to light in the Oklahoma City Police Department. Huh. Wonder why this didn't come to light before the City Council voted on it. As the drive continues on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, I'm Lee Matthews.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 77. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with the temperature reaching a record-breaking high of 105, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1922. Tomorrow night will be mostly clear with a low of 75. On Sunday, anticipate partly sunny conditions with high temperatures of 100 degrees. It'll become breezy in the afternoon with a chance of a couple of thunderstorms. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.
It's happening now.
Most of what we saw were crimes of poverty. People who were stealing things like toothpaste.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
Stealing things like, you know, soap.
Not last week.
First of all, stealing is morally wrong. Sorry, but it is.
Not yesterday.
Thou shalt not steal.
Keep up with what's happening.
We would assess that it's basically the Bidens.
Now.
Joe, Jill, and Hunter.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
That helps hear the government.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
A lot of great things at the topic buffet. One state senator is applauding the sweep of homeless off the streets. She says, people who are living in the neighborhoods adjacent to the homeless camps deserve safety. And she's right. Especially when, after the police swept the homeless people through, they found a bunch of hypodermic needles and other dangerous drug paraphernalia. How many millions could be generated for the Piedmont community by the data centers? One figure is $9 million per year. Now, there are questions as to how that will work, but in many cases, including the case of the Google data center in Owosso, it involves a partnership that is formed between the municipality and the data center itself. The data center needs water. Well, then the data center puts in the pipes and, while they're at it, improves the infrastructure of the water district. The data center needs a road in and out of it. Well, that's where the community comes together and builds a road, the county or whatever it is. Most of the time, what they want to do is they want to annex the property that the data center is going to occupy to make it part of the municipality, whatever that may be. So we've had conversation about that. And my whole thing, again, is that these things are coming. Artificial intelligence is coming. We can be a part of it and harvest the benefits of it, or we can say, no, never, ever, ever, and it'll go the way of nuclear power. Because we wouldn't be having these questions about infrastructure and power grid if we had a nuclear power plant in Oklahoma. One nuclear power plant could just about power the entire state. One nuclear power plant just about powers all of Arkansas, with the exception of maybe northwest Arkansas where there's hydroelectric. But even that isn't enough most of the time. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, especially with the new types of nuclear energy that are coming and a nuclear generation as well. So your thoughts on that or anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet, Firearms Friday as well, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. If you missed that, got an encore edition coming up at 20 past on Freedom 96.9. Let's see. Dean writes, Lee, one of the biggest problems in our society is that we choose to an outlet of information that coincides with what we already believe. So all we end up doing is reinforcing our beliefs without ever seeing if there's another point of view. I can be guilty of this just like everybody else. Confirmation biases become epidemic in our society, and the only really intelligent way to approach something is to try to read both sides of the issue and then see if there's something there that is different than what you already believe. Well, that's what I try to do, Dean, pretty regularly on this program. Now, I will tell you that some of the nationally produced news content is so biased and so over the top that I don't even consume it, because all it's doing is griping about Trump. And I just want to say, look, I get it. You don't like Trump, but can you still tell me what the hell's going on? I have to go to other sources and look it up, usually a conservative source. No, I don't think that conservative source is just echoing what my beliefs already are, but that conservative source is generally better at giving me what actually is going on and avoiding the spin. And it's run into national stuff as well and local stuff as well. Our local television stations are inundated with all kinds of left-wing and speculative bias, to the point where you have to go, okay, well, you're just speculating. This story is nothing but speculation. There's no facts in this story at all. It's pure speculation, and the reason it's pure speculation is because it is trying to make the public believe something that is not necessarily true. Well, why would a media outlet want to do that? A media outlet would want to do that so that you can continue, so that you continue to consume their content. However that may be, if it's online, you click into the clickbait. If you're watching their television broadcast, you continue to watch their television broadcast. If it's their radio broadcast, you continue to watch their radio broadcast. Or if it's a podcast, you go to their podcast. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And I see that the Freedom From Religion Foundation once again has struck, this time in Muskogee Public Schools. They've convinced the Muskogee public school system to cancel a proposed prayer walk at a district middle school. A concerned parent informed the state church watchdog group on August 12th, Muskogee's 6th and 7th grade academy was planning to host a school-sponsored prayer walk. The academy distributed a flyer to parents promoting the event and inviting the community to gather at the school at 11 a.m. on that day for the prayer walk. An academy employee also sent parents an official message inviting them to join as we pray for the students, staff, and families for what we know will be an amazing school year. Freedom From Religion Foundation insisted the district investigate the situation and ensure that the school refrain from organizing and promoting religious events going forward. They can organize and promote religious organizations and things going forward. They just can't force the students to be a part of it. You stupid Freedom From Religion people don't seem to understand that the religion's still going to be there. You just can't be forced to participate. The school district deserves a diverse population that includes not only religious students, but families and employees and non-religious people and members. Well, nobody's stopping them, you stupid boobs. You don't seem to understand what the freedom of religion is. Freedom of religion is your freedom to pray or to not pray. But you can't stop somebody else from praying who wants to pray. It's called the First Amendment. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name? Hello, you are on the air. What's your name?
Yes, I'm Brandon from Oklahoma City.
I'm sorry, your first name again?
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay, Brandon. Thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Well, it's another data center question.
Okay.
Clock camera. So I know that you're saying that it's against the Constitution for them to surveil us, but what happens when a certain group of people might get in one day? We have these data centers, we have these flock cameras, now they can really control us. I think that's, a lot of us are worried about not necessarily the next few years, but the system being put in place for one day down the road about us, our lives completely changing.
Well, our lives will completely change, and I think they'll change for the better. And there is nothing that stops you from being surveilled or monitored right now. It's just not constitutional to use that data against you without probable cause. But I have news for you. I mean, you're talking to me on a cell phone, and the cell phone company monitors what you look at on that cell phone. And then they sell that data to people that then try to reach out to you through that phone to sell you something. So, I mean, that's not going to change.
Well, there's lots of information out.
There is,
You have to be careful what you read.
Oh, I agree.
But one of the things is, if a certain group of people get back in power, that the Constitution's going to change, They want us in electric cars. They don't want us driving. They want small 15 minutes. And we're worried about 5 or 6, 7, 8 years down the road, that happening, and everything's already in place for that. I know it's not a big deal right now, but what happens in the future if somebody gets control of our country?
Well, number one, it hasn't happened yet. Number two, the Constitution won't change, but the Supreme Court may change, and we have to make sure we don't allow that to happen. And number three, if it does happen, we've got to change it. But I don't know. I don't know that it's going to matter one way or the other when it comes to data centers.
I'm a conspiracy theory, and a lot of my conspiracies have come true.
Well, they have.
I'm worried about all this data being stored for negative impact on our lives, not positive. And I think a lot of people are worried about that. And I know that it's unconstitutional right now, but it might not be one day when certain people get in power and change America. I mean, it's out there. There's millions of people that believe that.
Well, they don't believe it. They want to do it. Yes, there are those socialists and communists who want to stack the court, open the borders. Right. They want to. They want there to be more bureaucracy, not less. They want to be able to force people to do things they don't necessarily want to do for their own good. There's plenty of that, but there always has been. There always has been in our country.
Right. But I think the big deal around flock right now is we're seeing that possibility of surveillance is here. It's already, there's over 200 in our city. And so now it's coming to be a little bit more real that we're seeing things put in place that our brains are going, we click, going, well, maybe in the future that could be used as negative against us.
And it could. And I'm trying to make the point, Brandon, that it is right now. They're trying to sell you things you don't necessarily want or need based upon what you're clicking on your cell phone. They're doing it right now.
Right.
Now, is it ruining you as a human being? No, because hopefully you stay alert. You stay educated and you make sure you are aware when it's happening and put a stop to it by blocking that website or blocking that stupid phishing scheme or not voting this way and voting that way or ignoring when you see a communist insist that they're going to be taking over the government. They want to, yeah, but they always have wanted to.
Why is it so prevalent right now? Why is it so, like, if you watch, sometimes I'll watch the government, you know, Congress and stuff, and all they do is fight. Nothing like in the past few years do they actually talk about doing anything for us? It's just a big fight between Democrats and Republicans up there.
I disagree. Trump's come in, and Trump, with executive orders and other orders and dominating in Congress, has been able to lower taxes. He's been able to open up government interference. He's been able to cut government waste. He's been able to get rid of regulations that were onerous. He's been able to get the country moving again. Inflation is down. Prices are down. The rest of the world is looking to us for leadership. We are responding by giving them that leadership. We've negotiated virtual peace in the Middle East with the exception of Iran. Many people said that could never have been done, and it was being done through commerce. It's being done through capitalism. So I respectfully disagree that nothing is getting done. I think plenty is getting done. Thanks for listening on Freedom 96.9 with Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. Firearms Friday coming up next, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports. Used to be you had to change your oil every 3,000 miles, whether it needs it or not, as my grandpa used to say. Well, now with modern engines and modern synthetic oils, that is not the case. In fact, you probably don't need to change the oil in your car until your car tells you to. That's what it's come to. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. No matter what, whether you want it changed just for grins and giggles and to be certain, or if it's telling you, hey, gosh darn, son of a buck, don't you know you need an oil change? That's the voice my car would have. For me. Anyway, Frontier Auto Group, frontierautogroup.com. Frontiermotor.net. Anyway, whether it's a check engine light, low tire pressure lights, you need an oil change, filter change, AC, recalls and safety issues, they all do a lot of that when they're regularly scheduled servicing anyway. And if you've got one of those lights going off right now, they'll check into it for you absolutely free. I don't know that the oil change will be free, but they can definitely cut you a deal. 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group, just minutes from Oklahoma City, and wherever you are in El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout in El Reno.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Mike Mazie has a problem. When Oklahoma needs him, he goes missing. As a state senator, Mazie missed 77% of his votes. On the police pension board, Mazie missed 75% of the meetings. And now, a smelter owned by a Muslim monarchy threatens Oklahoma land, water, and our way of life. Gittner Drummond is fighting to stop it. Mike Mazie flip-flopped, sold us out, missing again.
Now is not the time for weakness. Mike Mazie has shown he can be pushed around. I've been a fighter my entire life. And while Mike Mazie has lied about his record and his plans, I've given you something different. Honest, serious, sober leadership. You may not always agree with me, but you can know I'll tell you the truth. I'm Gettner Drummond. Oklahoma deserves a governor you can trust will fight for you. I ask for your vote on August 25th. Authorized and paid for by friends of Gettner Drummond, 2026.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
But a lot of this woke garbage. Thanksgiving is a day of oppression. And you're like, wait, just shut up. I want to watch football. And that was the biggest problem for Francesca Hong. It's not that she wanted to cancel Thanksgiving. It's that she had the personality of someone that makes you want to cancel Thanksgiving. No, not this year. Francesca's coming. No. Tell her I got some kind of bug.
Fox Across America. Weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, and Firearms Friday. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, along with my good friend and coach, David the Marine. Earlier this week, David, it was definitely a what-did-I-tell-you moment when we read how New York State was going to try to ban the sale of Glock handguns because it's too easy to alter them. And I said at the time, that's not going to stand up to a constitutional challenge. And here we are with an NRA constitutional challenge.
Well, I get tired of these legislators who want to make these laws for our own good.
Yeah.
Good thing you have us to make laws for you, because you're too stupid to figure out yourself. It's already against the law to convert it, but we're going to make it, you know, more against the law.
Yeah.
It's like, for crying out loud, you know, we've got laws already. And, of course, that's not their goal. Their goal is to, you know, disarm America.
It is.
Be told.
Well, especially New York State. And again, people send me these things all the time, David, and maybe you do too. Maybe they send you too, or whether it's California, New York, Illinois, whatever it might be. And it's like, well, that's why I don't live there.
That is true. I used to live in Illinois,
yeah.
And I go back to visit now and then. When I leave the state line, like a sense to, okay.
And along those lines, our video blog this week deals with the Glock Sports Shooting Foundation. They have their own foundation?
They came up with a shooting competition that is not overpowering or too much for the budding shooter, the brand-new shooter. It's the courses of the fire are simple, easy to understand. It's a stand-and-shoot, whereas you stand here, you get your gun ready to go. Are you ready? Stand by, and you shoot, and you reload for the next string. And you shoot, and you do the same thing multiple times. There are like three to five different stages, depending on which match it is. But you don't have to run and gun. You don't have to reload on the run or from the draw. It's a stand-and-shoot match, and it sounds simple because it is, but it doesn't mean there's not a challenge for the more seasoned shooter, because then it becomes a matter of how fast can you do it. Check out the GSSF matches in Oklahoma.
And the video blog, which is posted at freedom969.com, my Facebook page, and also on my X profile. What about your tactical tip of the week?
Make sure your gun shoots to the sights. Make sure your gun is sighted in.
And just because it's a brand new gun doesn't mean it's been sighted in properly, so you need to check that.
That's right. In my classes, I go down the line depending on which class.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked their gun, and usually the gun's fine. I did this one AR class. What do you think of that scope? I don't like it as much as I thought I would. Well, that's because you have it mounted backwards. And if you don't know or want to learn or get better, you need to take a class. And if that's you, you can find out how at OKCFireandTraining.com, OKCFireand on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
Mike Rush, General Manager at H&H Shooting Sports. Some would say it's the gun that won the West, the Colt.
It did indeed. Gosh, almost everybody had one. There were a few others, but everybody wanted one or had one back in the old days. We've got the Colt King Cobra 357 Magnum. That's a six-shot revolver lead, rubber grip, three-inch barrel. It's just short enough to carry. That's a stainless steel gun, $899.99 all month long.
Been talking about Glocks as well, especially in New York State, but you've got the LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm. That's a lot there.
It is indeed. You know, we're a Glock law enforcement distributor for the state of Oklahoma, and that means one thing, we get lots of trades.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS. That's an optic-ready gun, and guess what? We're going to include a Holosun SCS-modeled red dot on that gun, all for $824.99.
And once again, I get to pronounce correctly, as one of your employees who is of German heritage corrected me, Heckler and Koch.
Don't get any of that on you.
Yeah.
So, yes, we've got the HKCC9 9mm. That's going to come with two magazines. That's an optic-ready pistol as well. I can't tell you the price because it's lower than HK allows, but it's 20% off of their MSRP.
And it's at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. Who brings you Firearms Friday?
Guns and ammo for everybody.
Right on. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Ha! Guess the old gal still got it. All six right in the 10 ring.
Moderna has announced that it has a cancer vaccine. It is about to distribute regularly. What did I tell you? And also everything people hate about flock cameras has come to the Oklahoma City Police Department. All coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The human cost of the Iran war continues to climb. The Pentagon reports 774 casualties. 18 troops have died. 756 have been wounded. The conflict is now entering its sixth month, despite weeks of limited fighting following a ceasefire. Philadelphia police have identified 22-year-old Zamir Hughes as the man accused of terrorizing people near City Hall while wearing a Chucky-style mask.
You think it's funny to scare people? Well, get ready to get scared by us, because we got the handcuffs, we got the jail cell.
An arrest warrant has been issued, and investigators believe that he may have been recording the encounters for social media purposes. Wall Street closed higher.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 517 points. The S&P 500 rose 33 points. The NASDAQ climbed 113 points. I'm Lee Von Putney.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Authorities have released new details about Thursday's fatal crash on I-44 near Southwest 119th. Oklahoma City Police say traffic had slowed when a semi-truck failed to stop and struck another commercial vehicle, which triggered a five-vehicle chain reaction crash. The driver of the semi that caused the crash was killed, and two people in the second commercial vehicle also died when it caught fire. A light horse police vehicle was among the vehicles involved, with several others suffering minor injuries and taken to local hospitals for treatment. The crash remains under investigation. Oklahoma City firefighters battled a large grass fire Thursday near Northeast 63rd and Post Road. Firefighters stopped the flames before they reached a neighboring house, though a small shed was destroyed in the blaze. One resident was treated for minor injuries. Investigators say the fire began from a burn barrel despite the countywide burn ban. A national church-state advocacy group says a Muskogee school district has canceled a planned prayer walk after concerns were raised about the event. The Freedom From Religion Foundation argued the school-sponsored activity violated constitutional limits on government involvement in religion. The district also said it will ensure future events comply with the First Amendment. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields. Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August, where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HK CC9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
They made their Grand Ole Opry debut this summer. They hit the road as handpicked opening act for Morgan Wallen, and Friday night they're coming right here to Canadian County. That's right, Jason Scott and the High Heat. It's too good, it's gotta be. Live at the Canadian County Free Fair, plus carnival rides, fair food, livestock, exhibits, and more. Friday night, there's only one place to be, the Canadian County Free Fair. Jason Scott and the High Heat. Friday night at the Canadian County Free Fair in El Reno. Take the route to our roots. Find the schedule at fair.ccexpo.com.
Yum, yum. What are some of the unique foods, and I'm being nice when I say unique, you're going to see at the State Fair this year? Coming up on Oklahoma Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, as the drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low temperature of 77. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot, with the temperature reaching a record-breaking high of 105, surpassing the previous record of 104 set in 1922. Tomorrow night will be mostly clear with a low of 75. On Sunday, anticipate partly sunny conditions with high temperatures of 100 degrees. It'll become breezy in the afternoon with a chance of a couple of thunderstorms. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Well, you're only 1% of this nation. We are not a nation of Muslims. We are a nation of Christians. We are one nation under God, indivisible, the God of the Bible, the God of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's Pastor Lorenzo Sewell of Dearborn, Michigan, and he's lecturing his city council, justifiably, I believe. Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's see here. John writes, Lee, I don't know what that caller was talking about that called earlier in the program, claiming he never hears the call letters and city of license. I hear it all the time. And John, I did it at the top of the last hour, so I don't know what he's listening to. Maybe if he's listening on the app, he doesn't hear it, maybe. But that's different. That's not the broadcast terrestrial signal. Anyway, IT was once again, I get calls from people that try to trap me in things. And I won't have it. That's why I moved on. It's not entertaining. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Denise writes, Lee, everything you are saying about data centers is a bunch of bunk, and you know it. Yeah, they're allowed to use a certain amount of water, but when you don't have water, what are you supposed to live off of? Dirt? Well, Denise, you're not paying attention. There is a law that now says the data centers have to disclose how they're going to use the water, and they have to disclose if they're going to tap into the water supply, and they have to disclose if they're going to use how they're going to generate their own power. It's not bunk. It's the law. And it's been the law as of July 1. 405, I'm sorry, August 1. 405-608-4377. Rosemary writes, Lee, not where you live. We won't be in or under this train when so close to the proposed data center. Well, you don't have to vote for it, Rosemary. If you don't want the data center near your home, you go to the city council and say, I don't want this near my home. Now, if the city council then votes to put the data center near your home, I don't know what to tell you. That's how our republic works. David writes, Lee, this guy that was arrested 3 times for sexual assault or attempted sexual assault or indecent exposure, mostly in parks and around the metro, is unacceptable. He was released all 3 times because his victims could not be found or were unwilling to come forward, or witnesses were not willing to make the statements. Wasn't the fact that there was enough probable cause to arrest him enough to keep him? All the stories tell of him being an immigrant from Ghana and a legal green card holder. Why should that matter? And because it elicits sympathy, that's why it matters. Was he homeless? Yes, we think so. Were the victims and witnesses homeless? Probably. We don't know. I smell DEI policies in the Oklahoma City Police Department, because if he had been white, affluent, and good-looking, you'd bet he'd have been locked up. I think you're right, David. Thanks a lot. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi there. You are on the air. What is your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Kimberly from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Kimberly. Good to hear from you.
Hello there. Hey, I think the concern about the data centers is when you add certain things together.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I think it's the collection of data by powers that be that the people are not privy to who those powers are. Specifically. And I think when you add that to... people have just taken to social media as if there's no underlying purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when you look at that, there are big concerns about the influx of socialism. And so if there were that big of a motive, then eventually that would be the objective, to deteriorate our country from within. In the ways of freedom. And so when you look at other things, too, like the schools and their social-emotional learning, that's where the track has gone. And they're also tracking students. So when you put all this together, I think people are very concerned. That's what I'm hearing everywhere. I went to Ohio last year and just happened to pick up a free paper at the hotel, and it was the city meeting that citizens were having with their city council who were equally frustrated from what I hear in Oklahoma. And so I think that is the concern.
Yeah. I do believe that the developers of the data center, the developers of the data centers and a lot of the members of Silicon Valley are getting it wrong by not being transparent. They really are. Okay.
Yeah. And the tendency.
And if they're not careful, it is going to go the way of nuclear energy, where nobody's going to want anything. I mean, that a movie in 1979 was enough to make everybody not want nuclear in their state. And a lot of nuclear power plants that were planned, including Oklahoma, didn't happen. And it was all out of fear.
Well, but I think, too, you know, we're in what used to be, I will say, the buckle of the Bible Belt. Quite frankly, is no longer. And I think that's part of the problem, is that these people lie. And they lied during the COVID issue. They've lied in the name of, I would say, international business for business interests. And so when you have money as the driving factor, and you have a lot of people who want to live their simple John Mellencamp lives in the United States, then you no longer have the United States that there used to be.
Well, but we aren't the United States we used to be, and we're not going to be the United States. That's the point that I keep trying to make. I mean, there's a time when, what, you're going to pave that road in front of my house? How dare you? You're going to pollute my groundwater with asphalt? You're going to make it to where people can drive faster, and that's not going to be good for my kids and my pets? How dare you pave the road, you know?
I hear you there. Yeah. I think it is the concern of there no longer being freedom. Because here's my thing. I think if you simmer it down to it, whether it was COVID or anything else, the people are not being heard. They get up there and you've got these city council and county members that are just nodding their head yes, and they do not care. I think the financial interests have overcome a lot of these people. And quite frankly, I think some of them are scared to say what's really going on. And I could understand that, because I think the financial interests are so big.
I have no doubt about that. And a lot of them have signed non-disclosure agreements, so they can't talk about it legally without being sued by the company. I think that's a mistake. I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, because we should never have non-disclosure agreements with government. When government starts being top down and the people are on the lower portion, then something is wrong.
These data centers are not a government initiative. They are a marketplace initiative.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. When these big guys that are rolling in the dough come walking in and have an influence that is financial interest, meaning you better pass the laws and you better do this or else type of perspective, then everything becomes unbalanced, and everything just seems to be unbalanced currently.
Okay, well, and I understand all of that, Kimberly, and I've been talking about it too, but I also have been balancing it out with, you've got to step out of your comfort zone or you're not going to grow. Now, you can come back to me all you want and say, I don't want to grow. Fine, then go somewhere where you're not going to be expected to grow. But there's a lot of these little communities that are wondering why they don't have enough money to finish the infrastructure of their water plant, or they don't have enough money to fill the potholes in the main street, or they don't have enough money to get new traffic lights or new hydrants, and this is going to be their salvation.
And I hear you there. I would just say, well, you know, Stephen Covey's all about when you get enough people in the room, there's always another option that's on a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that currently there's some lower level thinking. I think there are other options that could provide opportunities, and those voices just tend to not be heard these days. So that's my thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing, I just called to say I'm hearing that everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
I am hearing the frustration from the people everywhere.
Yeah. I don't even live in Childress, Texas, but I've had people who have family there call this program and talk about other aspects that the data centers bring in, and that if you're a small town and you don't have a Walmart supercenter, the workers and the people building the data center are depleting the grocery stores to where nobody can buy groceries. They're filling up all the motel rooms. So the motels love it because it's steady income for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can't do anything else in that motel because it's full. So and so on and so on. There's all kinds of other things in there too. The hardware stores are emptying because they're buying up all the supplies on the hardware store. So we're not going to have to deal with that because the Oklahoma City Metro is close enough to supply whatever needs to be supplied. But there are other aspects that are causing problems in some of these other areas like Childress, Texas and Dumas, Texas. But I assure you, when that thing gets up and running, the people of Dumas, Texas are going to love it because they're going to get steady income and steady money and they're going to grow as a community.
Well, and I hear you. One more thing when you brought up that is that, you know, David Holt sure still did not want to listen during COVID.
No.
Not at all. And so my question is, you know, if David Holt would like to have a conversation, you know, I'd be welcome to have a conversation with him because I just feel like he is an example. And isn't he like president of the City of Nations or whatever the thing is?
I think he's the president of the Association of Mayors or something.
That type of thing never used to exist.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when people get into power, they just tend to stop listening. And so that's a concern.
Yeah, well, I know that is definitely what's going on in UConn, and that is definitely going on in Piedmont. And if those mayors and city council and city managers are not careful, they're going to be out of a job and very quickly. Kimberly, thanks for the great topics on Freedom 96.9. 405-608-4377. Moderna announced initial results from a study of an experimental cancer vaccine treatment that would be the first of its kind if approved by regulators. Moderna and Merck have been developing a treatment using mRNA-based cancer vaccine called Intensiran that's designed to be tailored to individual patients based on unique mutations within their tumors. In current studies, they are pairing it with Keytruda, the immunotherapy drug made by Merck, and you keep hearing a lot about that on television. The study compared using intismeran and Keytruda together on melanoma patients against using Keytruda alone. The company said patients who received the combination lived longer without cancer returning or metastasizing than patients who got Keytruda alone. The companies did not say how long patients survived without cancer returning or whether patients lived longer overall. They said they plan to present the study results in an upcoming international medicine meeting. Moderna shares rose as a result, 120%. After the announcement, Merck shares rose 11%. And that's not why they made the announcement. It was for their shares to rise. They made the announcement because this is where this kind of mRNA research is going. And it's going there because of artificial intelligence that can process data and possibilities of cellular growth and give the oncologists, which is that fancy word for a cancer doctor, it can give them information quicker. The cancer doctors don't have to wait to run test after test after test to get the data they need to make these things happen. They can see it happen in real time thanks to artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence needs data centers. So here we go. This is a big what did I tell you moment. I didn't expect it this soon, but here it is. One of the very first uses of a vaccine to spur your own immune system to kill skin cancer cells. If they can do it for skin cancer, they can do it for other cancers. It is a really exciting time to be alive. To watch these doctors utilize this artificial intelligence and find ways to eliminate the plague of the 21st century, cancer. 405-608-4377. It is Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with the drive. 405-608-4377. David writes, Lee, artificial intelligence uses scans of all stored data to develop outputs and needs extra storage space. But data centers have been growing because of the amount of information that is stored from daily growth of normal information. Additionally, there have been vast amounts of computer and phone backup storage, and usage grows exponentially each day. Online backups started many years ago, and it appears to be the most used method of computer backup. I personally still use a plug-in storage drive of 5 to 10 terabytes that stores more info than my computer, with only a 1 terabyte of internal computer data that grows to over 4 terabytes during normal MS history backup. If this much backup is used by people using online backup, data center requirements are out of control. Well, I don't know, David. You're asking me a question from a standpoint that is beyond me. I just do know that when Apple started talking about the cloud and cloud storage, and now everybody wants to use some sort of cloud storage, that's what it means, data centers. So the only thing that's been removed is the Cat 5 cable we used to use to plug into the computer to back everything up. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Remember when they thought smoking was good for you? It relaxes the muscles around the throat. It helps bring up and clear your chest. Yeah, that's because it's slowly choking you to death. At any rate, there's no doubt that we've had a lot of different changes in medicine and how we treat things. In fact, today there was a story out about how there's a cancer vaccine for certain kinds of cancer they're going to start using. Make sure you are signed up for Medicare so that you have everything you can have come to you because you worked hard for it. It is not an entitlement. It is a benefit. It's something you've already worked for. So if you were born in 1961, getting a lot of phone calls, emails, texts, don't be confused. Be assertive. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790 for the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. They'll come out, talk to you, see what your lifestyle choices are, your income level, and your level of physical activity. And then they'll come up with a program that works for you. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Before Rick Cook owned a business, he worked for $2 an hour at a gas station in Weatherford. That one gas station became ASAP Energy, creating hundreds of Oklahoman jobs. Rick knows how the real economy works, and when something isn't working, he fixes it. Cut waste, lower property taxes, make our communities safer. That's conservative leadership that gets results. On August 25th, vote Rick Cook for State Senate. Authorizing paid for by Friends of Rick Cook 2026.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls. 877-973-7425 as we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. You're not going to want to miss it.
And I don't want to see me.
Because the people that restate the things that 80% of the Democrats really want, we get subjugated by some of the more outspoken people who, by the way, not even Democrats. I wish to take the word Democrat out of their name. I have no idea why the Democratic Socialists, if you hate the Democratic Party so much, well, then don't use our goddamn name. Go think of your own name.
James Carville, once again, being very colorful, as he always is, the godfather of the Democrat Party, once again, complaining that his party has been hijacked by the uber left, and he wishes they wouldn't even use the word Democrat. And I agree with him there because it's a misnomer. It is a contradiction in terms. You cannot have democratic socialism. You can either have democracy or socialism, but you can't have both. There's no such thing. Oklahoma City Police said the department received a complaint concerning a misuse of flock cameras by an officer. Oklahoma City Police Department said a review of the complaint revealed sufficient evidence that misconduct on an officer's part. The officer received corrective action, but the Oklahoma Police Department did not release any further information. The investigation showed that an internal audit found that an officer accessing the system inappropriately between December of 24 and April of 25, Sergeant Keenan Haskett, reportedly used the database for personal use and received a Class 3 reprimand, whatever that is, 3-day suspension without pay, and 1 year of disciplinary probation. Block safety license plate readers and can capture vehicle information, and it sparked a national debate over safety and privacy rights. And this is why. I'm wondering if whoever he used that information against can sue for privacy violations. Probably so, if they wanted to. Make it a great weekend. I'm going to be at the Benefit 5K for the Oklahoma City Fire Department tomorrow. Hope to see you there.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.